if you're able. Matthew chapter 26. If you're there, say, you ain't there, say, hold on, preacher. Amen. Matthew chapter 26, look at verse 6. Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, whithersoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman hath done, be told for a memorial of her. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver, and from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Lord, we love you. God, we come to you in Jesus' name. God, we ask your hand to be upon us right now. God, I pray, God, you would move in this service. Help me, dear God, to get out of the way. God, just use me as a mouthpiece, God. Let all the glory fall on Jesus. And God, we pray right now that you would move in this church. Speak to hearts. Speak to each and every individual. And we'll praise you for all you do, God. In Jesus' name, amen. I got a thought this morning. What would it take for you to betray the one you love? What would it take for you to betray the one you love? Some have betrayed mothers, some have betrayed fathers, some have betrayed friends, pastors, teachers, girlfriends, boyfriends. Judas betrayed Jesus, but how many times have we? Judas got mad, called it a waste in verse 8. Judas went on to get upset, went to the chief priest, and he said, what will you give me? They set a price, and Judas said, I'll deliver him to you. And Jesus, in John chapter 12, listen, in John chapter 12, verse 4, listen how this reads. Then saith one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, and he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone against the day of my bearing, has she kept this for the poor you have always with you, but me you have not always. Judas got rebuked by Jesus face to face. I've thought about it over the years. Maybe that's why he got upset at Jesus. That's why he got mad. And you got to understand something. He might have thought that Jesus had put him in charge because he's the one that kept the treasury. And you know, sometimes when you give somebody a little bit of authority, they think they can rule everybody. So we don't know. We do know why Judas betrayed Jesus, because it was prophesied. It had to happen that way, amen. His crime was predicted. In Psalms 109, verse 5, the Bible says this, and they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. And Zechariah chapter 11, verse 12 says this, and I said unto them, if ye think good, give me a price, and if not, forbear. For they weighted me a price of 30 pieces of silver, and the Lord said unto me, cast into the potter and give price that I may praise, was praised by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them into the potter of the house of the Lord. And Judas hanged himself. We know because of the 30 pieces of silver, they took the 30 pieces of silver and bought a potter's field. All that was. Now you might say this morning, I'll never do that, preacher. Really? I bet Judas said the same thing at one time. I'll never do that. But he did. Think about this. Judas knew better. He knew better. The Bible says in Luke chapter 22, verse 3, then entered Satan into a surname Judas, being a number of the 12. He had been with Jesus from the start. Luke chapter 6 tells us that when he named them all, let me say, he was with Jesus from the very beginning. He walked with Jesus, talked with Jesus, ate with Jesus, listened to Jesus. He heard sermons from the mouth of God. Amen. And betrayed him. David said something this morning. David knew what I was going to preach, but David didn't have no idea. But David said something this morning. David said, I was raised in church. So when I was raised in church, my mom and daddy got saved. I remember when my mom and daddy got saved. I was about 5 or 6, maybe 7 years old. And from that time on, I was raised in church. From 7 to 18 years old, I was raised in. So when I got saved, I knew how Christians are supposed to act. I knew all the Bible stories. I knew all the lingo. I knew how Christian. I knew where you're supposed to go and where you're not supposed to go. Amen. I knew the crowd you were supposed to hang around with and the crowd you're not supposed to hang around with. And Judas knew better. But just because I knew, I still went out and done stupid things. Judas knew better. Teenagers in church don't sin, do they? How about adult folks in church? They don't sin either. Amen. We burnt that bridge a long time ago, preacher. Oh no, some of us out there trying to build that bridge back. Amen. Judas knew better and did it anyway. King David knew better. King David was a man after God's own heart. But 2 Samuel chapter 11, and David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned into her house. Samson knew better. Samson was a Nazarite from birth. So Samson, from being weaned from Samson knew the Nazarite vow. Samson knew what he was supposed to do and did it anyway. How many times do we know better? How many times? And I remember using this illustration one time before, Brother Melvin. I remember. Now, this is going to represent sin, okay? I remember there been times since I got saved. I'm not talking about before I got saved now. Before I got saved, I didn't care. Before I got saved, I was just running around sinning, and I didn't care. It didn't bother me not one bit. But since I got saved, if that ever represents sin, I knew it was a sin. And since I got saved, I mean, the Lord said, don't touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it, don't touch it. And I reached out and put my hand on it anyway. Amen. Since I got saved. And if you'll be honest this morning, you did too. We all know better, and we do it anyhow. Judas also had a made-up mind. Think about that. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 14, then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot, now listen, went to the chief priest. Mind. And said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him. And from that time, sought opportunity to betray. He had a made-up mind. How many times have you come to this church? How many times have you sat under the preaching of God's word down through the years, and you knew what you were supposed to do, and you knew where you were supposed to go, and you knew how you were supposed to act, but when you left the church house, you had a made-up mind? Not very many people wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to just go out and make a mess of my life. I've said this over the years, Jackie, that guy, when Jesus cast out that legion of demons out of him, he didn't wake up that morning and have a legion of demons in him. It started out small. He had a made-up mind. And it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. No doubt Judas in his mind, I'll just do this. I'll get this 30 pieces of silver and I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. Maybe Judas didn't think that it was going to go like he said it was, like he thought it was going to go. Maybe he didn't think they were going to put Jesus to death. But guess what? Once you start the ball rolling, it's hard to stop it. He had a made up mind. He knew better and did it anyway. He knew better and still asked for money. He knew better and still sought opportunity. I remember when I first got saved and got in church, and me and Preacher Earl Hanna was talking one day, and he said something to this effect. He said, if you're an alcoholic, and you know that's what we call them today, you know, back in when I was growing up, it was called drunks. Amen. Amen. We try to sugarcoat a lot of stuff now. You know. But if you're drunk, when you get off work, you don't drive by the bar. You find another route home. Amen? Amen. If you're a womanizer, guess what? You find another route home. If you got a problem with gambling, guess what? You find another route home. So what you... We need to make up our minds that what we're going to do is the right thing. It's a choice that you and every one of us make. But the thing about it is, the next thing I want you to understand is Judas tried to hide his sin. Luke 22, verse 6. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. He tried to hide his sin, but guess what? Jesus already knew. You got to understand something. When you're talking about Jesus, you're talking about the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus knew. I've known people over the years, Skip, that had memorized the Bible. Preacher Paul Lambert come to my mind. I mean, you could say Zechariah chapter 1, verse 5. Preacher Paul Lambert spit it out at you. But guess what? You are the living Word. You know everything about the Word. You know everything about the Old Testament. Jesus already knew what Judas was going to do. How many times have we tried to hide our sin? Only to be found out. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen? So we cannot hide our sin. I remember I heard one old preacher say, you can't sow wild oats in the morning and then in the afternoon pray for crop failure. It don't work that way. Judas tried to hide his sin. Let me ask you, what are you trying to hide this morning? What are we trying to hide this morning? There was other people that tried to hide their sin, Brother David. In Acts chapter 5, there's a man named Ananias and Sapphira. God was moving. The churches were being blessed. I mean, Christians were being added to the church daily, such as should be saved. And people were giving homes. They were giving money. They were selling property and giving it over to the church. And the church was just growing and multiplying and blessed. And God was just moving in a special way. And Ananias and Sapphira saw what was going on. And they decided they were going to sell a piece of property. And they come in and they wanted to give a little bit of money to God, but what they said, they said they were going to give it all, but the Bible says they kept back a little bit. If you don't know the story, God killed them. Peter said, you've lied to the Holy Ghost. Ain't it amazing what God knows? Adam and Eve tried to hide their sin. Guess what? God come walking through the garden, and God wasn't calling Adam and Eve to find out where they were. He knew where they were. God was calling Adam and Eve so they would know where they were. God has sent you here this morning to call your name so that you'll know where you are. Amen. God already knows. What are you willing to do to betray the one you love? John chapter 6, verse 7, Jesus answered and said unto him, have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? The Bible goes on and talks about this. Jesus already knows where we're at right now. Jesus knows everything about us. You cannot hide. You cannot move. You cannot run from the Lord. Judas was sorry afterwards, but it was too late to change what happened. Let me ask you a question. I don't know about y'all. I'm just going to talk about me. I told you one time before, I'm probably the most honest preacher you'll ever have. I've already told you that since I got saved, I put my hand to sin. I've already told you that. But y'all ain't stupid. Y'all knew that to start with. Me and Jamie's close, and I love Jamie's. I'm probably closer to Jamie than I am my brothers, my own flesh and blood. And I know Jamie ain't perfect. Jamie knows I ain't perfect. I know. Brother Charlie, I know. You know. I've already told you that I've... What have you done? What have you done? And the thing about it is, now listen, the thing about it is, and don't raise your hand, let's just be honest. Get honest with yourself. How many times have you reached out and put your hand to it, and then afterwards you're thinking, oh, that was so stupid.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, you such an idiot. And then the guilt and the shame. And then you feel dirty. And you can't wait to fall down on your knees and ask God to forgive you. But the problem is, it's too late to change what you've already done. They always told us when I was on the highway patrol back in a jury trial, how many, everybody's always seen jury trials on TV, and you've always heard somebody say something, and the judge say, oh, strike that from the record, take that off the record. You can't unring a bell. Once you hear it, once you do it, it's done. Judas was sorry about what had happened, but understand something. He could not stop the ball after it got to rolling. He was sorry after he saw the results of his sin. There's a lot of folks, let's just be honest, not sorry for their sin, they're sorry they got caught. Let's just be honest. There's a lot of folks. Judas was sorry for his sin. D.L. Moody said this. It would be easier to find a man that had not done any one sin than to find a man who'd done sin only once. Sin multiplies. We must either overcome sin or sin will overcome us.
Amen.
Sin brought Judas to a place that he didn't want to be. And folks, sin will take us to a place. Judas saw what was happening. And what blows my mind, think about this, what blows my mind is while Jesus was dying on the cross, Judas was committing suicide. The problem was Judas took it into his own hands and never got to hear those famous words from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Judas could have got, he could have got forgiven. Judas could have got everything under the blood, and guess what? It would have been all right. I want to read you something. Evangelist D.R. Harrison said this. Listen, I'm going to slow down a little bit. I want you to hear this. Judas Iscariot walked with Jesus for 3 years. He heard every sermon, witnessed every miracle, ate at the same table, and went to hell anyway. Most Christians today are modern Judas Christians. Here's how to know if you're one of them. Judas had perfect theology. He could quote scripture. He knew Jesus was the Messiah, but knowledge didn't save him. Proximity didn't save him. Religious activity didn't save him. Only surrender saves. Judas's fatal mistake was betrayal. Wasn't betrayal. It was just the symptom. His fatal mistake was keeping Jesus at arm's length while using him for personal gain.
Amen.
Sound familiar? Modern Judas Christians consume sermons but never repent. Use Jesus as a life coach, not Lord. Want heaven without holiness. Want to follow Jesus but for the benefits, not worship. Keep one foot in the kingdom and one foot in the world. Pray when it's convenient. They read when it's when motivated. They obey when it's comfortable. They surrender when forced, but they never bow. Jesus didn't die so you could improve your life. He died so he could own your life. He's got to be Lord of all, or he won't be Lord at all. David talked about this morning about all those gods that people, that the children of Israel would serve and all the things that they would put before God. Judas called Jesus Rabbi, Master. But Peter called him Lord. There's a big difference. What would you do to betray the one you love? What have you done to betray the one you love? Gavin, y'all come back. I want y'all to... I want you to bow your heads with me as Gavin and Olivia come. Nobody looking around. Let's just get honest this morning.